The following is a paid program. The opinions expressed are solely those of the sponsor and not necessarily those of WFAS or its advertisers.
Peace of mind with Lippman Crooks.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're from the law firm Littman Crooks, based right here in White Plains. And, of course, we've got offices in Dutchess County and Fishkill right off Route 84 and in Manhattan, right in Midtown Manhattan by Grand Central Station. This week, our guest is Rob Grubman, who's a certified public accountant from the firm of Grubman Associates. Welcome, Rob.
Thanks for having me back, Bernie.
It's good to have you here. And, you know, people just file their taxes, and it seems like just when you get done with one tax season, you got to start collecting the data for next year. It seems like it comes around faster and faster every year.
Plus extensions, which, you know, a lot of people end up going on.
Yeah, I think people forget about that. They think it's over on April 15th, but it's not, is it?
It never is over. I mean, people are always like, well, April 15th's over. What are you going to do the rest of the year?
Well, so what do you do?
There's tax planning and working with your corporate clients and maintaining their books and giving them proper direction.
Now, people who don't file on April 15th, do they have to get permission from the IRS to get an extension?
Yeah, it's fairly simple. It's an automatic extension. It's 6 months. Takes you till October 15th. A couple of years ago, it used to be you would go for a four-month extension, and then it would take you to August, and then they'd want you to get a second one. That took you to October. They wisened up and made it 1 6-month extension.
So this is one straight shot for 6 months.
Yeah, one straight shot.
And then the corporations are due in March?
Yeah, they're due March 15th, although it fell out on a Saturday this year, so it was due March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. And that as well, you can get a 6-month extension until September 15th.
Now, this extension is not all it's cracked up to be. Just because you get an extension to file doesn't mean they give you an extra 6 months to pay, do they?
Biggest misconception, but it's true. The extension to file is not an extension to pay. So you have to make a fairly good estimate, you know, usually in the 90% range.
So you got to pretty much figure out what your tax would be if you were filing, and then you got to give them the money.
Exactly.
And what happens if you don't?
There's usually a, if you've paid a smaller amount, it could be a late payment penalty, which is 0.5% a month plus interest.
So those can add up.
Oh, quickly.
All right, so it's important. I guess this is part of the message we want to send out to the listeners tonight. You know, taxes are not just about April 15th. It's really a year-round process, isn't it, to get yourself prepared?
Yes, and of course, if you're self-employed or you have other income, you may be responsible for estimated taxes throughout the year.
Now, tell me a little bit about Grubman & Associates. How long have you guys been around, and what kind of accounting services do you provide?
Okay, well, my firm was started by my dad, Al, who's still practicing, 1965. And we specialize in the music entertainment industry, construction, design, artists, and a lot of different service businesses.
And by accounting, it's not only taxes, is it?
No, I mean, you know, we do a lot of consulting for our clients. We try to give them good advice, keep them on the straight and narrow, sort of act as the outsourced CFO, so to speak.
So if a client's maybe thinking of buying an apartment in New York City or just some investment, would they lean on you for some advice?
Absolutely. They're usually the first person they call, even before, like, you know, they've even seen an apartment. I say, find something, and then let's crunch the numbers.
And then you could tell them whether they can afford it and how much of a mortgage they should take.
Right. The big thing is they always want to know, how much is this going to cost me after my tax deductions?
Right. So that's really the true out-of-pocket cost.
Correct.
Right, because if the government's going to help you pay by giving you a tax deduction, that's going to influence how much you can spend.
Right.
And you're the guy to talk to.
Exactly. I'm the first guy they call.
And do you have other people working at the firm?
Oh, yeah. We have our New York office. We have 10 people in our New York office.
Are they all on vacation now from April 15th? Or?
I'm the only one who went away so far. I was in Phoenix, Arizona last week enjoying myself.
Well, that's good. Everybody deserves a break. But I think, you know, being an accountant, a lot of people don't really view it as a glamorous profession. What made you get into it?
It's a good question. I guess if my father was a doctor, maybe I would have been a doctor. Who knows, you know? I sort of didn't take the straight path there, but sometime after I got out of college, I went back to school and said, you know, maybe this is the career for me.
So you didn't think going into college that this is what you wanted to be when you grow up?
Yeah, no, I think I wanted to be like a rock star or a football player or something like that. But, you know, 5 foot eight guy who can't play a guitar is, you know.
Well, can you slam dunk? All right, so you figured out you wanted to be an accountant at some point, and is it something that takes a long time to get used to really know what you're doing, or can you come out of school and actually do this?
You know, it's like everything else. I mean, do you remember when you got your driver's license? Could you really drive? You know? So you come out with some basic knowledge, but, you know, the academic stuff is just the groundwork, you know. They don't really necessarily teach you how to do tax work. So that's the stuff that you have to learn, you know?
So it's sort of on the job training?
Yeah, you come out with the basics and then, you know, you have to learn from people that have more experience.
And hopefully you learn right and then one day you can do it on your own.
Yeah, of course.
Now, why would somebody hire a CPA versus an accountant?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of reasons. First of all, you know, being a CPA, at least in my opinion, course.
Well, that's what we want to hear.
It shows a certain, you know, level of training and commitment. First of all, you have to pass this, like, insane exam, which is has like a 25, I believe, when I took it, it was like a 25% pass rate the first time. A little more difficult than the bar, from what I understand.
Wow, 25%, not many people are passing it the first crack.
Right.
Okay.
And plus, it also requires about 40 credits a year of continuing education. So you're forced to do that. So someone who's a CPA is constantly training for all the current rules.
Okay, so if I got this right, you have to pass this rigorous exam. And then once you pass it, is there a requirement that you actually have to work for a period of time?
You know what? I got it. The rules are changing slightly. In New York, each state governs how the rules. I believe starting in 2009, you will need a master's degree in New York State to become a CPA.
In addition to passing the CPA exam?
Yeah, I believe it's going to be, you know, I guess a lot of programs may do 150 credits now to prepare you for the CPA, where when we were doing it, it was like 120 credits.
And what happens, you mentioned this continuing professional education. I think you said 40 hours or 40 credits a year. What happens if you don't take it?
It's an honor system right now. But, you know, it's not easy getting that license. And I don't, you know, at least for me, I make sure I take those credits because I don't want to ever have a problem with my license.
Yeah, I think as a citizen, I think, you know, we can take comfort in knowing that you don't just take the exam 20, 30 years go by and you've never had any, you know, continuing education. I think it's a good idea, and I think that one day they ought to police this to make sure that everyone's doing it.
Right. You have continuing ed as well now for law. Right?
Yeah. In addition to being an attorney, I'm also a CPA, so I've got to take continuing education for both of them because sometimes a course, you know, qualifies for one but not the other. Fortunately, most classes qualify for both. But, yes, about 10 years or so ago in New York State, they made it mandatory CLE. And, of course, you know, some lawyers were happy about it and some were upset about it. I, for one, was happy because we were taking the classes anyway. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, there's been a lot written in the press lately about these economic stimulus payments, Rob. Tell us what those are.
Well, I mean, basically, you know, President Bush wanted to stimulate the economy and maybe give people back some of their money. We won't argue if that's going to be successful. They did try it about, I think, 7 years ago.
Yep. The last recession,
right, and they gave people money. But basically, if you filed a return, you and if your income is below a certain limit, I believe it's 160 is the limitation.
And then it might go up if you have kids or something. Okay, so you get some money.
You get some money. In fact, this year, it's interesting, people would come in this year and say, my mom hasn't filed in 10 years. She just gets Social Security and a pension, and she's below the radar. But can you prepare a return this year? Because if you do, she's going to get the rebate.
So otherwise she wouldn't get the money she's entitled to if you don't file a return?
Correct.
So she had to hire an accountant to file a return to get her money?
Well, what we did is if it was a good client, we just did the return for the mom. I mean, they give you options on the IRS website, you know. They give free tax prep or whatever, but it was more complicated than actually filling out the – for me to fill out the return. It was easier.
Now, when do these checks go out?
I think they're starting to hit the street now. I mean, they're doing it on some numbering system, depending on the last two digits of your Social Security number. And if you e-filed and had direct deposit, you're going to get them quickly. But I think they're rolling out this week and next week and I think through July.
Now, tell us, you mentioned this e-filing. Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it was something we were sort of resistant doing in our firm for a long time, but then New York State came in a few years ago and said, if you file over 100 returns, you must e-file. And then they cut it down. So they've been cutting it down, so it's almost mandatory. But basically, we prepare the returns the same way, but instead of the client sending in a paper return, they sign a authorization, and we upload the return directly to the government.
So every client's required to do this?
The preparer is required to do it. It's very interesting. You know, in New York State, there is a form that they could sign and opt out. But we, as a company policy, as a firm policy, we've been trying to insist that our clients do it just so it's one system.
So I'm just concerned that others who may be listening who use different accountants, if they mailed it in, they're not doing it wrong, and maybe they opted out.
Yeah, well, and also it's on the accountant, not the taxpayer. But I really believe that somewhere down the road, this is going to be the future, that everyone's going to have to e-file.
What's better about e-filing than paper filing?
Well, we have to spend less money on copy paper and toner and, you know, the client doesn't have to run to the post office and get, you know, registered mail, certified mail.
Do you get your refund quicker?
Yes. In fact, if you're getting a refund, of course, you know, if you have a good accountant. but if you, we could actually input into our system your banking information and have your money either directly deposited, or if you owe money, it comes out on the 15th. You're done.
Now, I hear on the radio there's still ads for these companies that say, why wait for your rebate, your tax rebate? Call us and we'll pay you now. Are those good deals?
I'd have to believe no. You know, usually those things, they sort of prey on the poor and somebody who desperately needs that refund. And by the time they, you know, get their refund back, I don't know for sure, but it would seem to me that it's watered down.
Right, because they got to get a piece of the action, right?
Of course.
Yeah, so they're probably charging you a high rate of interest to get the money in advance. And what are we talking about here? You're going to wait maybe 4 or 6 weeks?
Yeah.
So you really have to need the money.
Yeah, they were doing that. There was a lot of things in the press. I don't know what happened with the state attorney general stepping in about these rapid refunds and problems with the different preparation places. I don't know what the outcome of that was.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. Our guest this week is Rob Grubman, and we're going to take a short break and be right back.
Every parent worries about their kids. Unfortunately, when you have a child with disabilities, the worries are much greater.
Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Amy and Bruce had been talking about going to a lawyer to help them ever since Charlie was born. Charlie has cerebral palsy.
The experts at Littman Crooks helped Amy and Bruce set up a special needs trust to provide for Charlie's medical and financial needs for today and for the future.
The rules are very complex. You truly do need an expert to help you navigate through all the federal and state regulations to make sure that your child gets the benefits he or she is entitled to.
Do you have a child with special needs? Call the law offices of Littman Crooks.
We don't know what the future holds for Amy, Bruce, or their son Charlie, but what Amy and Bruce do know is that they've done everything in their power to ensure that Charlie has the best quality of life possible when Amy and Bruce are here and when they're not here.
Peace of mind.
Littman Crooks in White Plains, Manhattan, or online at specialneedsnewyork.com.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm your host, Bernie Crooks, from the law firm Littman Crooks. And by the way, you can find us on the internet at littmancrooks.com. We're speaking with Rob Grubman, a CPA from Grubman Associates, and we've been talking about taxes. Rob, you've been an accountant for a long time. Tell us some of the most common deductions that people may miss from time to time.
Well, I mean, there's a couple of, there's one thing that I've been seeing a lot I don't think people may know about is there is a tax credit for putting in energy-saving things, for instance, exterior doors, storm windows, that could be worth a few hundred dollars, and I think that's overlooked an awful lot.
How do you prove that?
Well, you know, we, like the rest of our tax system, we're on the honor system. But, you know, you should have documentation. I mean, you should have stuff to support your deduction.
I like to call it the modified honor system because it's the honor system until they catch you. Then you got to prove it, right?
Our clients are so honorable. I can't begin to tell you, Bernie.
All right. So save all those receipts, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Usually they come in and they say, look, this is from my contractor. We put in these, you know, vinyl windows, we put in these doors. And
okay, so normally a home improvement would be something that's not deductible. It would have to be added to your basis in the home, but these are deductible?
They give rise to a tax credit, a dollar-for-dollar tax credit.
Because of the energy-saving component?
Right, right. And I believe there's also one for insulation, like if you put new insulation in your attic.
Okay, well, that's certainly good to know. Tell us some of the surprises people have when they fill out their tax return and they say, wow, I didn't realize that was going to happen.
AMT. Alternative Minimum Tax.
Well, that can't apply to us, can it?
I'm sure it was on your return, Bernie.
Tell us about that.
Well, it goes back to 1986. President Reagan was trying to change the whole tax law. They reduced the rates, and they got rid of loopholes, certain loopholes. And one of the things they wanted to do was they're saying, hey, wealthy people should pay their fair share of tax. So they came up with a parallel system of taxation where basically you figure out your tax the normal way, and then you recalculate it, adding back certain things, one of them being state and local taxes and real estate taxes.
So those are not deductible.
Those are not deductible under this method. And then you compare the two amounts. Now, New York State is a high tax state, and Westchester County, where we both live, is a high real estate tax county. So you put those two things together, and, you know, you're looking for a surprise during tax season.
So this is something where you compute what the regular tax would be, and then you also compute this alternative minimum tax, and if that's higher, you pay that?
Correct.
And the way that could be higher is because you're not entitled to certain deductions?
Right. It's adding back certain deductions that are deductible under the normal system and recalculating a tax under an alternative system.
So people who take the standard deduction are not going to be subject to this?
I believe that's correct.
Right, because they're not itemizing it. So it's people who would be itemizing maybe medical expenses because there's a higher threshold for the deductibility?
You know, Bernie, it's funny you ask me that. I'm not sure medical expenses get added back in because it's already subject to that 7.5% floor.
I think for the AMT, it's actually a 10% floor.
Oh, it is? Oh, yeah. You know better than wow, good.
So you have the medical expenses, you have the real estate taxes,
right?
The state income taxes. Those are biggies.
And sometimes miscellaneous itemized deductions.
Okay, so that's something when people come in and all of a sudden the accountant says you're hit by it. That's an unhappy exchange.
Right. It's always like, well, your tax would have been this, but because of AMT, you own another $8,000.
And the client always says, well, I pay enough taxes.
Well, the first thing they always say is, it's not fair. And I say that I'm unfortunately fair, and our tax system has nothing to do with each other.
You sure you're not a social worker? All right, so now income taxes. We've been talking about income taxes, Rob. That's not the only tax out there, is it?
No, we have all kinds of taxes. This sales tax.
And tell me how that affects your practice.
Well, clients that sell goods and services, they could be in the construction business. Certain things are subject to sales tax. They could own stores. They have to collect sales tax from people making purchases. It's a transfer tax. It's a tax collected from the buyer, and then the seller has to remit to the government.
So who's responsible, the buyer or the seller?
The seller.
So the seller is responsible. So if the buyer doesn't pay the sales tax, the seller is still responsible for remitting it?
Let me step back for a second. If you walk into a store in New York and buy clothing, depending on what county it is, there are rules about sales tax. If you're making out-of-state purchases, I don't know if you saw this, but maybe about 3 or 4 years ago, they added a line to the New York State return saying sales and use tax. So if you're making out-of-state purchases, really you're supposed to be paying some kind of use tax. It's like a sales tax. It was always in the tax code, but it was added to the personal income tax return about, I think, 3 years ago.
So on your income tax return, they're asking you if you're paying sales and use tax?
Basically, they're saying, look, if your income – they give you a table. And if your income is between these two brackets, between this, you know, these two numbers, and if you pay, say, $50, you're covered.
And this way you don't have to worry about being audited for sales tax?
Correct. But from what I understand, that if you don't pay that tax at all, you got to make sure that there's a zero on that line. Because if there's not a zero, that means you didn't file it
right for
that portion, and the statute of limitation does not start to run.
So they can go back forever?
Yes.
All right, what are the taxes? We got income, we got sales.
Well, your favorite, estate.
The estate tax. So you get taxed when you die.
Exactly. It's a beautiful thing.
And is this something that the heirs pay? Who pays it? The person who's dead?
Well, that would be sort of difficult.
I can't get money from a dead person, right?
Right, exactly. But it's basically a tax on the estate of an individual. And usually when someone passes, in most cases, hopefully they have a will. They've come to see you. They've had a will done and all their proper paperwork. And the executor who's named in the will should go out and gather all the assets and hire a good CPA and prepare, if they need to, an estate tax return.
So this is on top of, above and beyond, all the income taxes you pay during your life?
Correct.
And do you also prepare the estate tax return?
Yes, we do.
Okay, and that's due after you die?
Yeah, 9 months.
Okay, so they give you 9 months for that one.
Right. Let you grieve a little bit.
Do you get an extension?
There is an extension on that.
All right, good. So the IRS is least fair about the extensions.
Yeah, they are fair.
We're speaking with Rob Grubman from Grubman & Associates. Rob's a CPA, and we've been talking about what else? Taxes. I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney, heard right here on WFAS AM 1230 every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
Sooner or later, disability or illness strikes every family. And unfortunately, that's not the time to do the planning. The best time is in advance, before a crisis strikes.
Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Susan, Vincent and Sheila's oldest daughter, had called us because one of her friend's parents recently had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and their financial affairs were a mess. They had not done any advance planning.
Susan didn't want that to happen to her parents. The caring professionals at Littman Crooks helped her design a comprehensive plan that provided for long-term care while protecting her parents' hard-earned assets.
Susan and her siblings now have the peace of mind of knowing that their parents can go on with the rest of their lives without having to worry about what would happen if one of them became sick or disabled.
Your parents had big plans for you. Make sure you have one for them. Call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. I'm Bernie Crooks from the law firm Littman Crooks, based right here in White Plains. And, of course, we've got our office in Manhattan and in Fishkill, New York. We're speaking with Rob Grubman from Grubman Associates, and Rob's a CPA. We've been talking about taxes, but that's not all you do, is it, Rob?
No, well, we do a lot of different things. I mean, we try to be the client's advisor. We also do financial planning.
So tell us, what made you get into that?
You know, I was trying to, like 10 years ago or so, I was saying, you know, client comes in and says to me, Rob, do you have someone you could recommend to help me do my investing? Or, Rob, I need life insurance. You know, can you help me with this? Or disability? And I would send them to somebody, and they would come back and they'd be unhappy. And because I'm not saying everyone's like this, it's probably not fair to say, but people that sell products for a living, that's what they do. They try to sell things. So started looking into it. There had been a major case in the state of Florida. American Express Financial Services had purchasing CPA firms and doing financial planning and being CPAs. And the state attorney general of Florida sued them, and American Express won the case. So they opened up this whole opportunity for CPAs to get involved in this arena.
So it's legal, it's ethical?
Right, but there's a lot of things you have to, you can't just be – you have to either set up your own registered investment advisory company or affiliate. The individual CPA has to affiliate with an organization.
And are there disclosure requirements for the client?
Oh, absolutely. It's all full disclosure. Got to remember that our first responsibility as a CPA is to our client. So you can't lose sight of that.
Now, do you like this part of the business?
Yeah, it's very interesting because it sort of ties together everything. You know, it ties together their business, their taxes, their, you know, work with people like yourself, which I've worked with over the years, and helping draft wills and trusts and tying together all the insurance and all the needs. It's really I think it's a good thing. I really do.
So it really does fit in with your role as the client's trusted advisor.
Yes.
So this is something you think you're going to continue doing?
Yeah, I've been doing it now close to 10 years, so and it's really been very rewarding.
So many clients are relying on you for this kind of advice?
Yes, a lot. And if actually they're relieved. They come in, they go, you know, Rob, I don't have any life insurance. Can you recommend anybody? And I say, you know, I can help you. Why don't we sit down and have a meeting? I could help you with the insurance. Really? That's great.
So they don't even know it.
Yeah, exactly.
So maybe you're not doing a good enough job of marketing it.
Right. Well, usually what we do is we do our face-to-face. We ask them certain questions. Do you have a will? Have you done any financial planning? You know, we usually send out a questionnaire every year.
How often do you do the face-to-face?
Well, it depends. You know, if you're a corporate client, okay, someone I could see you once or twice a month. But then you have individuals that come in once a year for their personal income taxes, and that's when we sit down with them and try to reconnect with them and saying, hey, you know, what's going on? Did you redo your will? No. And I have – Why don't we make an appointment right after tax season? We'll sit down and we'll call Bernie Crooks up. We'll have him draft the will, and we'll be good to go.
So, I mean, that's one of the things that I think is very enjoyable about the accounting profession. You actually have a reason to see a client at least once a year.
At least once a year.
And it gives you the opportunity to really service them better because you can ask questions. You know, do you have any new kids, grandchildren, anybody get married? Things that pertain to changes in their lives that allow you to help them.
Right, and that's why traditionally the insurance agents and the brokers always sought out the accountants because they figured they were the good sources of business because they had that relationship.
Yeah, I think this is a very good value-added service. Do your clients like it?
I haven't had any complaints. I mean, really, most of the people that have come in to work with us on this level and that we've worked with them on the assets, I've retained all of them.
So none of them say, you know, I'd rather deal with somebody else?
Once in a while. I mean, you know, it's not
But that's okay, right?
That's okay. Look, you know, if I can help you, I can help you. And if I can't, great. You know, I just want to try to help you.
I'm Bernie Crooks, host of Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney. We're talking with Rob Grumman. We'll take a short break and we'll be back to a wrap-up.
Unexpected medical crises can turn lives upside down. Here's Bernie Crooks from the law firm of Littman Crooks.
Barbara called. I could tell something was wrong. She was calling from the hospital. Her husband had a stroke. Harry was going to need care in a long-term facility, perhaps for the rest of his life.
Barbara couldn't find the necessary documents.
Unfortunately, this is all too common. One spouse gets sick and the other spouse has absolutely no idea where the financial records are.
Harry quickly got the care he needed. In addition to helping Barbara gather and submit the appropriate paperwork, the experts at Littman Crooks also helped access government-financed health care to help pay Harry's medical bills.
Although we can't help Harry get better, Barbara has the peace of mind of knowing their hard-earned family assets will be available to help pay for Barbara's care in the future and to pass on to their children and grandchildren and not be eaten away by the cost of Harry's long-term care.
When a medical crisis strikes, call the law offices of Littman Crooks in White Plains and Manhattan.
Peace of mind with Littman Crooks.
Call 914-684-2100.
Welcome back. I'm Bernie Crooks. This is the Peace of Mind with Bernie the Attorney Show. We're heard right here on WFAS AM 1230. Every Thursday evening from 6:05 to 6:35 p.m. And we're finishing up our discussion with Rob Grubman, a CPA from Grubman Associates. And Rob, if our listeners are interested in contacting you, is there a phone number, a website?
Yes, our website is Grubman, G-R-U-B-M-A-N, capital N, capital Y at the end of Grubman.
GrubmanNY.com.
Right, you know, so it doesn't look like Grubmanny. And okay. Our phone number is 212 212- 867-7832.
And tell us, give us some parting thoughts for the listeners.
Well, collect your receipts. You could always get audited. An audit may be around the corner.
Well, that's some very good advice from our trusted accountant friend. Rob Grubin, thanks for being on the show.